Western art is perhaps one of the most popular styles of American art. As early as the 1820s, American painters were traveling westward to record with oil, brush, and charcoal scenes from the frontier they saw as distinctive and worthy of commemoration. Some of them turned their attention more to traditional landscapes, but the broad, rugged vistas they captured were anything but traditional for those who lived in cities back east. Eventually, the landscapes and the Native Americans were joined by the cowboy, who became the central element of this distinctive art. I was in San Antonio recently and spent some time at the splendid little Briscoe Western Art Museum. Its mission is the preservation of the art, history, and culture of the American West, and its impressive art collection ranges from George Catlin prints of Native Americans made in the 1830s to grand oil paintings done within the past couple of years. Largely, if not entirely, absent from their collection are works by the perennial favorites Frederick Remington and Charles Russell, the absolute authorities on Western American art in the eyes of most people. And their absence here is not a bad thing. Maybe more than any other style of art, we think we know what Western art has to look like. Our assumptions in this way are guided largely by the success of Remington and Russell and their visual contributions to the myth of the American cowboy. Their cowboys, their scenes, and John Wayne's cavalry commanders, for that matter, have to look a certain way. But when you reflect on it, the myth of the cowboy can really be portrayed in hundreds of ways because, like all myths, it embodies ideas rather than facts. Our assumption that Western art only involves realistic renderings of cowboys or bluebonnets or canyons is what makes Western art both familiar and comforting, but sometimes more than a little cliched as well. When we see Western art that doesn't immediately look like the Western art we expect, it can be difficult to process. Oh, but there's a payoff. One of the many standout pieces at the Briscoe is right inside the front door and is entitled Visions of Change. It's a 13-foot-high bronze sculpture that portrays the inevitability of change that confronted both Native Americans and cowboys alike. It flirts with abstraction here and there. It's a powerful and pensive work into which you can place yourself pretty easily, because the eternal truth in play is the fact that we all experience changes that we don't necessarily welcome.